Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
It's time for our opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Tom Rogers. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. We're looking at a limit up trade on the two nearby contracts for wheat in Chicago, as well as the nearby contracts in Kansas City. The September wheat contract in Chicago up 33 cents a bushel at the moment. Let's take a look at how the opening fared this morning. We gave you the overnight numbers at 8:49 during our pre-opening report. September wheat in Kansas City opened at 7.51 this morning, up the 30-cent limit. December wheat at 7.60 on the open, up 28 and three quarters. September wheat opened up 28 at 7.95. December 8.05 a bushel, up 29 and a half. March wheat 8.01 and a quarter, up 30. May wheat 7.27, up 20. And July wheat up 14 on the open at 6.15. In the corn pit, September nearby corn opened at 3.27 a bushel, up 3 cents. December 3.44, up 4. March opened up 4 at 3.60. May corn 3.71, up 5. July 3.80 a bushel, up 4.5. And September of next year's corn at 3.88, up 3. December oats opened this morning at 2.60 and a quarter a bushel, up 5 and a quarter cents. In the bean pit, September nearby soybeans opened at 8.81, up 13 cents. November at 8.96, up 13.5. January above the $9 mark, 9.10 a bushel, up 12. March soybeans 9.20, up 12.5 cents. May 9.25, up 12, and July soybeans 9.36, up 14 cents. September soybean meal opened at 244.50. That's up 4.70 on the open. October at 245.50, up 4.40. September bean oil opened at 36.88, up 34. And the October opened up 37.08, up 29 points. Now to the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, where we had a somewhat mixed open, but generally higher. September feeder cattle opened at 117.90, up 37.5. October at 118.10, up 47.5. November feeders 118 even, up 17.5. October live cattle opened at 97.15, up 25. December 110. Per hundredweight, up 7.5. December wheat opened at, February live cattle, rather. Wrong exchange. February live cattle opened at 150, up 12.5. April at 135, down 10. October lean hogs opened at 67.10, up 27.5 cents. December 69.15, up 32.5. February 70.30, up 25. April lean hogs opened down 15 at 70.65. And February pork bellies opened down this morning, 89.95 on the open, down 45.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's look at the outside markets right now, where crude oil is up 68 cents a barrel at the moment in New York at $74.72 a barrel. The CRB index is at 309.04, up 28. The U.S. dollar index, 81.06, up 25. September silver trading up 2.5 cents an ounce at 12.09. And October gold at 6.80 an ounce, up 4.20. The Dow Industrial Average right now is up 43 points at 13,400. NASDAQ has also taken an upward turn from the open, up almost 25 points at 26.21. The S&P 500 index up 10 at 1484. Current tick right now in Kansas City, the nearby wheat contract is at 751, up 30 cents, and limit up on December wheat in Chicago as well. September nearby contract up 33 cents. Corn is anywhere between 8.75 and 9.75 cents higher, and the beans are also near that limit, not quite, with the nearby up 24 cents. And the rest about 24 and a quarter to 23 and a half cents up. Joining us now to take a look at the market on this Tuesday after the holiday is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. in Newmarket, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning. How are we doing today?
Oh, quite well, I guess, if you're owning a lot of wheat and wheat and beans.
Only if you're long. Yeah. Yes. No, I'll tell you what an exciting bunch of news we put together here with the India purchase, buying about twice as much as expected, mainly from the Russians, the continued dry weather in Australia and Argentina, and the word out of Australia that if they don't get substantial rains here in the next 20 to 30 days, that they could commit it to 10 million crop rather than the 20 plus. So, you know, all that put together, why nobody wants to sell wheat in Chicago today.
How far can this go beyond the limit of today?
Oh, I think that's I think it's going to depend immensely on whether we continue to see the export sales. You know, they haven't slowed down yet, Tom. They were looking at you know, this India purchase here. We've got some other tenders coming up this week. As long as the people buying are continuing to buy at the increased levels, why it keeps climbing on up. That, and I think across the line, looking at the idea that, you know, the supplies are going to be even tighter if we don't get what we're expecting out of Australia and Argentina.
This is all spilling over to the other markets too, correct?
Well, that's what we think it has to be. I didn't see anything that wildly exciting about beans or corn on any of the news wires this morning, other than that the commitment of traders had things in a bullish setup, and basically the trend following funds were long, and the small spec was short, you know, along the way that way. But other than that, why, no, our early yield indications are not anything to tell us that this was called for in the corn and the beans.
What does this all mean for the technical picture?
Well, technical picture, it's breaking things out to the top side, especially, you know, the wheat, of course, we're at all-time highs. You know, as we look at the beans here, above $9, you know, that's definitely way above technical points, takes us a breakout to the upside. And the corn, we're at 49, I think a close above 53 takes us to a breakout in the upside in the corn. So technically, strong, strong, strong.
Are we beyond the all-time high on beans?
Behind the all-time high on beans? No, not the all-time high,
okay.
But, you know, like I say, for this time and this month, we might be.
Mm-hmm. The corn, not up as much as the others, but still up pretty substantially. Are we looking at any weather news that might be moving in this market?
Well, I think, you know, as far as the weather news, of course, it's the dry weather
right
down south, you know, in the southern hemisphere, as far as Australia and Argentina, where the big wheat situation's going on. We are looking at some rain being generated out of a couple of the hurricanes that way. But, you know, as far as U.S. weather, of course, the extreme heat in California out west continuing to hang on, and then the forest fires, of course, out there. But
right,
the big news, of course, is Australia staying dry.
What should a farmer be thinking at this point then?
Well,
besides counting money, I
think,
at this point,
whether you want to plant wheat here in a month or so. That way, I think, is what we have to look at. Just these kind of prices are going to definitely buy some wheat acres. And, of course, beans above $9 are definitely something to be, you know, looking at there as possible some sales down the road here. But as we speak today, this market's in an uptrend. I guess the farmer sits on his hands.
And any other thoughts on this Tuesday morning?
That's about it for now.
All right. Thanks a lot, Wayne. Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. Let's review what's going on the markets in Kansas City. Limit up still at 751 on the nearby September wheat contract. September in Chicago is up 35 cents a bushel at 802. December wheat up the limit at 805.5, up 30 cents. September corn now up 8.5 a bushel at 332.25. December 348.5, up 8.5 cents. March is up 9 at 365. May corn at 374.5, up 8.5 cents. September beans at 892, up 24 cents a bushel right now. November at 905.5, up 23. January beans at 921, up 23 cents. Soybean meal for September at 247.30. That's now up 7.50. And the soybean meal or soybean oil contract for September up 66 right now at 37.20. On the Merck feeder cattle for September at 118 even, up 47.5. Lean hogs for October 67.05, up 22.5. And again, the Dow is up about 40 points at the moment at 13,398. The NASDAQ up 23 at 26.19. And crude oil is at 74.90 a barrel now, still creeping up from the open this morning, up now 86 cents a barrel from Friday's close. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. I'm Tom Rogers. Our next market update is at 10:58 Central. Mostly sunny and hot. That's the forecast from Scott Olthoff for today across the two-state area. Highs today will range from 87 in northeast Indiana to 98 in the far south. For tonight, mostly clear skies, lows ranging from 61 in northeast Indiana to 67 in the far south. For tomorrow, in the south, mostly sunny, hot and humid with a chance of a thunderstorm. Elsewhere, just sunny and hot. The highs from 84 near the Chicago lakefront to 95 in southern Indiana. In particular, today, 95 the high for Champaign-Urbana, 63 the low tonight, 92 and sunny tomorrow. And a chance of a thunderstorm moves in on Thursday with a high of 86 degrees. Friday's outlook, partly sunny, chance of thunderstorms continues, and just a touch cooler, the high of 85. Right now it's 85 degrees on Friends Plaza at 10 o'clock. Time to turn it over to David Inge, the host of Focus 580. Good morning, David.
Hi, Don.
That's on our show today.